six Goswamis are listed instead of eight. And I was wondering if there was some criteria to why Lakhanam Das Goswami and Krishnadas Devi Raj are not included when people say there's six Goswamis. What, why are these two in a different category instead of saying eight? Why do they say six and then leave these two out? Is there a reason behind it?
Question is, why are six Goswamis emphasized and Lakhanam Das Goswami and Krishnadas Devi Raj are not included in the six? I don't know the answer to that. I've never read anything or heard anything from my guru. That's the base of my knowledge, is what I read and what I heard from my guru. But it is a fact that the seventh Goswami is Krishna's Kaviraj, the eighth Goswami is Lokanath Goswami. This is in the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya. But most of the Western people have the idea the seventh Goswami is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But I'll tell you an interesting story about this, which I heard from Advaita Das. There's a newspaper, because you're talking about the six Goswamis, eight Goswamis, so I'm just talking about that. There's a newspaper in Calcutta called Amrita Chandrika Bazaar or something like that. Amrita Chandrika, it's a daily newspaper, regular material newspaper. And the in charge as S.K. Ghosh or something like that. He once wrote some letter to someone, or wrote some article. He said, although, because he was a contemporary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the founder of that newspaper, S.K. Ghosh, Amrita Bazaar, Chandrika Bazaar, or something like that. Ananda Patrika, it's called Ananda Patrika. Patrika means newspaper, Patra. Nan Patrika, Calcutta. So he wrote some article there. He said, although I never read the books of the six Goswamis, in my opinion, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the seventh Goswami. So this is the opinion of S.K. Ghosh, who founded Ananda Patrika, and he himself was a communist. He was a follower of the Communist Party. His newspaper was politically aligned with the Communist Party. So that quotation became, the Gaudiya Math ran 1,000 miles with that quotation. So they popularized that. They said, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the seventh Goswami. This quotation was made like in 1918 or 1920. But before that, from Lord Chaitanya's time, from 15th century to the 19th century, the seventh Goswami for the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya was Krishnadas Kaviraj, and the eighth Goswami was Lokanath Goswami. That's a historical fact. Nobody knows that. So then it became, some Western devotee published a book about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's biography. He titled the book The Seventh Goswami. So that made it even more imprinted on people's mind. Seventh Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is a kind of an injustice to Krishnadas Kaviraj. Krishnadas Kaviraj is the Nitya Parishad of Radha Krishna. He's Kasturi Manjari. He's directly, as the Manjari is true, it's directly expanded from Radharani's body. Kaya Vyuha, direct expansion of Radharani's transcendental form. So it's kind of an insult to Krishnadas Kaviraj. He gets kicked out of the seventh Goswami position. This is, so many of these things like that. This is why there's some difference, put it mildly, difference of opinion between traditional Gaudiya Vaishnavas and IGM. Which is sad, but history is like that. Because this, you have to understand, it's not that any one individual is at fault, or we're trying to find fault with any individual from either side. Because basically this whole play, this whole experience I'm describing It's called Kali Prabhav. It's the influence of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga makes always division, always bickering, always quarreling, always fighting. So it's very hard to find a synthesis. So that's why we always get back to the conclusion, the answer is the subjective. Wherever you find your happiness, wherever you find your peace, you live with that. You live in that place. So in this world, it's very hard. You can't say black and white. In Satyuga, you could easily identify what was black and what was white. But in Kali Yuga, everything is gray. There's no black, there's no white. Everything is gray. Or rather, I like to say, everything is rainbow. Everything is everything. Every color is available now. In Kali Yuga, every color. Like they have this kid's toy. It's a cardboard cylinder. Inside there's thousands of pieces of plastic, different color. It's called a kaleidoscope. You twist it like this, you look through, it makes patterns, different patterns. So Kali Yuga is the kaleidoscope yoga. I call it the kaleidoscope yoga. You look at a guy, you see him this way, then you look at him next week, you turn this way, and you see a different pattern. Because people change their personality like shapeshifters. Shapeshifters. The guy is one way for 10 years, then he goes another way for next day. So this is the age of kaleidoscope. Anyway, that's just a response to your question about Six Goswamis. I just want to put that on the record. That we should know that the majority of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there are the belief and acceptance. The seventh Goswami is who? The eighth Goswami is who? Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami was directly sent to Vrindavan personally by Lord Chaitanya, Loknath Mugarva Goswami. So there are some lists of eight Goswamis, they list Mugarva and Loknath. The Srishnas Kaviraj came later, much later, to Vrindavan. He wasn't ordered by Lord Chaitanya, he had a dream of Nityananda. Okay.